Blog Talk Radio.
Please put your seats in the reclining position. You are now entering
the Adult Zone.
With La Crush and Black Reporter.
Only on Phone Fantasy Radio.
Welcome everyone to a new edition of the Adult Zone. I am Miss La Crush Hart with my co-host
Black Reporter.
Mm-hmm. And we're here.
It wouldn't be me if I wasn't breaking my neck trying to get here.
Yeah, see, now you just slid in here out of your teeth. So what's up, Black Reporter? How have you been?
I've been up and down, but mostly up. Kind of knocked back by a few things in the news, things of such of which we'll talk about tonight.
Right. We'll get in there. I wanted to let everybody know we apologize for not being on air until today. We have some technical difficulties going on, some, you know, emergencies we had to take care of, and just some last-minute things. So we did not do Brick House yesterday, and we didn't do this late-night Super Fluffy Flirt. We got a lot of changes going on in the back end, but the Adult Zone is here. I am La Crush, along with Black Reporter. So, like you said, Black Reporter, there has been a lot of stuff going on in today's society.
And, well, not only that, there's going to be more changes coming up. Yeah.
Okay.
Tonight, I hate to say, will be my last night on the air.
Aww.
Yeah. Because of those of you who are regular listeners know that I haven't been feeling the greatest as of lately, and it's been up and down and everything, and to slow things a little bit, you know, I think I better cut back a little bit. But that does not mean I won't still be available to those of you who are tied into the web, which I know most folks are, who are on this this radio network. You know, I'll still be available on Twitter, and you can find me there, and you can get me on several email addresses, and I'll let y'all know how y'all can get a hold of me. So,
and you'll still be calling in from time to time, right?
Oh, hell yeah. Of course. Yeah. You know I got to give my point of view.
On that note, folks, yes, today will be Black Reporter's last day on air as an official co-host. But he still will be supporting us. You can still find him, you know, tuned into the shows and stuff like that. And with this news, I have to revamp Phone Fantasy Radio and our websites and everything. So next week, we'll only have one show on air, or maybe two. But for right now, we only have one show scheduled for next week. And that will be Wednesday's Swinger State of Mind. Right. Shout out to the First Lieutenant from the first floor. I got two fingers up, y'all. It is Beritic. Good evening, everyone. Good evening, Captain.
Good evening,
Brit.
Right.
So,
I was hoping you would be here.
How are you, Brit?
I'm good. Just trying to absorb everything that was just said. You know, some melancholy mood today.
Yeah.
You know.
I was trying to think of the word coming here, and melancholy would describe it exactly.
Mm-hmm. But you know what they say, when God closes a door, he opens a window.
That's so true. That's so
we're
true.
Just going to rejoice because he's still good.
All
okay?
Time.
Now, that's all I'm going to concentrate on because you know what? You don't know what's around the corner. Something good waiting for Black Report. Something waiting good for Phone Fantasy Radio. So you know what? We're just going to rejoice. It's still
okay.
It's all good. Black Report ain't going nowhere. He probably still calling just as you know, much as he was if he was still a part of the show, so don't think that he's going to Siberia or something. He's in the Iberia, but he ain't going to Siberia.
That was cold.
We need to cut the funeral short and just keep it moving because
right.
We don't know how we get down around here. Ain't nobody officially gone around here. Okay, we just float in from time to time, but we all family.
Yeah.
It's all good. It's all good.
That's right. I thought he was gone. You're going to find yourself saying, I thought you was gone. You're going to call up and be like, wait a minute. Like, what again? He's just like, what, week five, week six? I thought you was gone. You know, so please,
it's all good. You know, we're going to lighten up the mood around here. It ain't no funeral. It's a celebration.
Amen.
It's a celebration. You know, so.
She's starting to preach, y'all.
That's right. You know, I get on the soapbox. I get on the preacher box. Y'all call me Pastor Rick. Mad doesn't penetrate it. You know, but still, it's all good. We looking for, you know, new things, good things, big things, you know. So it's all good. This is the next chapter. That's all. The next episode.
Yes. Okay, so here's the deal, folks. Black Reporter will still be around. He'll jump in the chat room. He'll be on Twitter. You know, we'll shout him out on Facebook. All that good stuff. We will not forget about Black Reporter because he has been with us for 3 long years. So there's no way we can just forget about a Black Reporter. However, I still got a revamp. I still got to come.
Of course. You gotta
You know, I got to repaint the nursery, you know. Listen, this is, as I know, Phone Fantasy Radio is my baby. So, therefore. All right. So, here's the deal. Brick, are you coming on next Monday?
Well, you know what? I thought I would be on this Monday, but circumstances were beyond my control yesterday. I was like, what happened?
Right.
I found out too late.
And
there was something that needed to be done, and we didn't want to cut y'all, you know, short, having you sit around waiting for an hour until we get it together. I don't know like that, so, you know, I just decided to just, I had just enough time to let you know there wasn't going to be a show, as opposed to there was going to be a delay in the show. So, you know what, I was just word on last week, I'm going to try, wasn't supposed to come on next week, man. Damn it.
Well, you know what? We'll be back September. Like I said, so next week we'll have one show, which will be Wednesday, 10 p.m. Eastern to midnight, right here, Swing a State of Mind with myself, Trinity Blake, and Frenchie French. That's how we'll do it. And basically we're going to go to the drawing board, we're going to get our paintbrushes, and we're going to make everything like nice and pretty so we can come back on air brand new. A brand new everything in September. The first week of September, September 3rd, Brick House will be on. September 4th, my brand new show will be on. September 5th is, you know, the continuation of Swing a State of Mind. Thursday, however, I'm doing my sister's soldier salute, people. I've been putting this off for a whole year. It has to come on. So, Thursday, every Thursday in the month of September will be my Sister Soldier Salute Fantasy Limelight. I'm going to have a special female guest, and we're going to highlight her. You know how we do the limelights here. We're going to have all her information. We're going to get all in her business and all that. So we're going to do this every Thursday in September. Then come October, we have a brand new show lined up for y'all.
Wonderful.
So that's how it's going to go down. okay? Bear with me, folks. Bear with me. You know, we're doing this. We're putting ourselves together. But we are still going to provide you with the controversial sexiness.
At its finest.
At its finest, because that's what Phone Fantasy Radio does. Shout out to the Saint from the Four Aces Network. He's coming back on air, so I wanted to give him a good shout out.
Of course.
All right. So
one question.
Yes.
Remember when Phone Fantasy Radio was just a thought in the mind?
I remember when Phone Fantasy Radio was a thought in your mind.
Phone Fantasy Radio
was a thought in your mind, but Phone Fantasy Radio has been around a very long time, Black
well,
Reporter,
yeah,
even
it
before
has.
You.
It right. has. But I'm not talking about just your show. I'm talking about the shows that have compiled around the network itself. And this is not just me. You know, I'm leaving behind a full-fledged network. So I like to think I had something to do with it, you know, at least, you know.
Oh, yeah?
You know.
You sure did, Black Reporter. You sure did.
You know. But,
you sure did. You are appreciated.
Thank you. Oh, I know.
Really?
You are appreciated.
Right. So that's what we're doing here at Phone Fantasy Radio. So don't worry, it's going to be a brief break, and we'll be back at it. Shout out to Formal Ray. Hi,
Formal
Ray.
Ray.
Yeah.
That is the official night. That is the Sir Night of Phone Fantasy Radio.
The Sir Knight.
Formal Ray, I think of a man on a horse in a knight suit.
Oh, goodness, knight in shining armor.
Yes.
Sir Formal Ray. Right. Sir Formal Ray. Your presence has been required.
Uh-oh. You're going to show up too, m'lady.
Set forth
on a horse, lady. You call. I'll be up there.
What's up, Ray?
Hi.
Anybody
I
wants to
Lady
say LaFrance,
Lady
Ray,
Black Reporter.
How are
going
you?
On?
Well,
Ray, how are you?
Doing wonderful. Doing much better, I should say.
Our knight in shining armor is on the phone.
Oh, wow. What did I do to deserve all this?
Well, you're Formal Ray.
Yeah. Like,
you're Formal Ray, I know.
Watch it, they're buttering up or something.
No, I'm not buttering him up for nothing. Every time I hear Formal Ray,
I was thinking about it, but I changed my mind at the last minute. I'll be honest with you. I was thinking about it, but then I changed my mind at the last minute, so no.
Okay, so
but anyway,
what's going on?
What's going on with you?
Ray. How are you? How have you been?
Well,
you
been listening
to the beginning of the show?
No, I didn't actually. I've only been listening for like the past few minutes.
Well, let me just let you know something that you may not have heard. Night from last night.
Well, what's up?
Tonight's on last night.
Tonight is his last night.
It's his last night.
Oh, get out. Really?
Yeah.
Wait, you retiring, man?
Well, not really retiring, just going on a health hiatus, okay?
A sabbatical.
Oh, so you will be back then, huh?
I'll be poking my nose in every once in a while.
Okay. He'll be back to visit.
Well, I'll tell you this: you'll be missed. You know, you did do the show justice, and it was always great to hear your thoughts.
Appreciate it.
No problem. You know, Lady LaCrush, she one Lady LaCrush, you're one hell of a lady, you're one hell of a talent, and you know, it was a good thing you had Black Reporter as your sidekick for all these years, even though I've only known you this year. So you'll be missed, Black Reporter.
Yes,
okay.
You will be missed, Black Reporter. Wink, wink.
Wink, wink.
Yeah. Wink, wink.
Wink, wink.
What's
the kind word,
going on?
Formal Ray? I'm good, Formal Ray. I mean, you know, thank you for the kind words. You're very, very, very magnanimous, sir.
She's in all her vocabulary words today, y'all. She's
Lady
in all
Brick.
Her vocabulary words today. Okay.
Hey,
yes,
Lady Brick.
Yes,
Lady Brick.
Ray.
I met Lady LaCrush and I haven't regretted it. So when do I finally get to meet you in person? Just to say,
well, you know what? I've heard very
good
things.
Sounds like a lunch date.
I've heard wonderful things, Formal Ray. Wonderful things.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm glad.
Wonderful
wow. things.
So, definitely, I have got to meet you, Formal Ray. Definitely.
Oh,
mm-hmm.
wow.
I heard nothing but wonderful things about you. I didn't hear anything bad about Formal Ray.
Wow.
You were actually you were the quintessential gentleman. I said, wow, really?
Mm-hmm.
All these big words coming out of my mouth. Jesus. It's you, Formal Ray. It's you.
Get out of here. Wow, late. I didn't know I made that much of an impression on Lady LaCrush. I didn't know that.
Well, apparently
well, you
wasn't
supposed
Ray.
To, technically. Technically, you wasn't supposed to.
Are we collecting it?
We thought you were just like any other horse, Formal Ray. But I see now that you are way, way.
I'm glad to know I've done something right, and just to know that I'm in the good graces of you two ladies and the brother Black Reporter.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna give it my best shot to enhance that or at least maintain that.
You see that?
Okay.
That's what
okay.
I'm talking about, gentlemen. Please.
I just want to know one thing.
Chapter.
Are we
pushing
the door for the Mutual Admiration Society?
Say that again now.
Oh, we collected at the door for this Mutual Admiration Society.
Listen, you better enjoy it while it lasts. Now, you know, this is definitely the last show where I have not cracked not one joke yet, Black Reporter. And everybody's giving you praise. You better soak this up. You better download this show and put it on your iPod.
Did I tell you we should have roasted it while we had a chance? But you know what? That would have been a show of all shows. And it's still not too late, Black Reporter. Don't think it's too late.
You
right.
had to bring it up, didn't you, Crush?
We'll bring you back and roast you, which I think
right.
is going to happen sometime soon.
We always bring you back.
Yes,
we always bring you back.
So. Matter of fact, I think it's going to happen. Watch. I'm going to go through all the old clips. A full fantasy radio, and I'm going to pause your most silliest moments. I'll put them together. We're going to roast you. You're going to roast yourself.
You're going to roast yourself.
You're so lucky,
Black Reporter, that I didn't have that first show with your pants on the ground. Pants on the ground, wiping off the sweat with your pants on the ground. So lucky I didn't leave you off on that note. Right, I didn't leave you off on that note.
Brick, do you know why she uses that to begin with?
Why?
She says that, and mind you, this is not from a picture, but she just has this picture in her mind of me in old janitor's uniform.
Oh, the Dickies. I heard about the Dickies scenario.
Yeah, with the key ring.
With the white socks.
Hanging off the belt.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, white socks.
Yeah, I've heard about the black sneaker shoes, sort of.
The black.
And the keys.
Yep.
And the 10,000 keys.
Yeah, 10,000 keys hanging off. I've heard about the scenario. Yes, I have. You just hit it in. I heard about it. I concur.
Didn't laugh. Chuckle at that.
I agree. 100% when she said it, it was so clear in my mind. I said, yes, I do see it. That was it. With the navy blue dickies.
Mm-hmm, navy
Y'all
blue,
wrong.
Yep. Navy blue. I don't know why Black Porter. Maybe it's the mustache. Maybe if you
shave
that. I think it's the mustache. I think it's the mustache, too. Maybe if you shave that down a little bit, you know.
Maybe, because
maybe
like
if you made it thinner.
Maybe if type mustache.
Maybe if you got, like, one of those Zorro mustaches. You know, maybe you got a Zorro mustache with just, like,
no,
a line
no,
here
no,
in
no.
a line. You know, Antonio Banderas mustache.
No.
Get a Antonio Banderas. Huh?
No.
He's a
no.
Zorro mustache.
A Zorro mustache, yeah.
You know, if I see him with a Zorro mustache, I think I'd hit the floor. Oh, my God.
Antonio Banderas.
With Zorro,
I mean, it's
going to
grow back. My thing is this, Black Reporter. It's going to grow back. So stop acting like that. It's hair. It's hair. It's slutted.
How do you think of all the shit?
You should just shave it off
mustache.
Completely. Like, that's what you should do. Halloween mm-hmm. is coming up. You're going to be there. You're going to open up the door. The kids. It'll just be something to do. Just shave off your face. Just shave mm-hmm. off your face.
Lord have
okay.
Yeah. What you think, for Moray?
Hey, listen to me.
Moray is clean. You're clean shaven. What you think?
Well, hey, it's worth a shot, Black Reporter. Give it a try. You
see.
Never know.
See, told you, Black Reporter. You never know.
You might get one of those
wink winks over there that be walking by, twitching at you.
I mean, because it's Black Reporter, it might work for you. I mean, it'll be a cold day in hell before I shave off my mustache, but you should give it a shot.
You suck, Ray.
Well, you know what? Ray has a very bright smile.
Right.
You have a very bright smile, even though you have a mustache. It's bright.
See, and it's not thick as Black Reporter's. Black Reporter's mustache cover his whole lip.
Yes, it does cover his whole mouth.
That's all the whole reason, Black Reporter, why you should shave.
Yeah, it's over with a walrus mouth. Like,
yeah,
I don't see a bottom lip, nothing. Well, I see
yeah, because it's like, what if you happen to get lucky and get your romance on? They don't want to kiss kids, they want to kiss the lip.
Okay.
Something to think about.
And you have, like, his mustache come all the way down past his lip line. You know what I mean? Like, it covers his lip,
yeah.
But it also comes down to size, too. Like, what were you going for, a goatee, Black Reporter?
No, it doesn't come that far.
Not now, but it did. Oh, wait a minute. Didn't you go bald, Black Reporter?
Yeah, I did.
Black Reporter is bald.
He's
well,
bald.
Not anymore.
Not anymore.
I bet you all that hair grew back.
Yeah.
It's a big old sick mane again, ain't it?
No, it's not necessarily a mane, but I need a haircut.
Mm.
Oh,
got
my goodness.
Okay. Anyway. All right, folks. So here's the deal. Since we're not going to do a show tomorrow, Black Reporter and I was chatting, and we're like, yo, it's 2012. I don't know if it's something in the water. I don't know if it's the sun rays. I don't know what it is. But it has just been some real trifling, weird, fucked up stuff going on in our society.
Yeah.
Now, the thing that got me, the thing that got me was this this guy, Todd Atkins, where he said he was on a TV show and he was explaining his no exceptions policy on abortion. Atkins was asked why he opposes abortion even when the pregnancy is the result of rape. Well, this man, first
of all, of a new term that I had never heard before.
Okay, right. This is what he says. First of all, from what I understand from doctors, pregnancy from rape is really rare. It is, if it's a legitimate rape, the female body has a way to shut, its way to try to shut that whole thing down. Quote, unquote, that's what he said on a national TV called the Jocko Report. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
The thing, and then he added, but let's assume that maybe that didn't work or something. I think there should be some punishment, but the punishment ought to be on the rapist and not attacking the child.
What the hell is a legitimate rape?
Thank you. I'm still trying to figure that out. I didn't go into details on what that is. But he is the GOP Senate nominee, was in Missouri. The thing that's killing me softly is that he was endorsed by our Democrats, National Democrats. They actually spent money, you know, on the GOP primaries to help get Atkins through it. And Claire McCaskill,
mm-hmm.
She's the Democrat of Missouri. She was also endorsing him. She was outraged. You know, she voiced her opinion about it. But it's just like, really, like, we just can't get a break. We just can't get a break. Ray, have you heard about this story?
I only heard the name, and I heard that he made controversial comments about rape, but this is the first time I'm hearing it fully.
Right. It wasn't even that it's controversial. Like, you know, you have your right to your opinion. Nobody is saying that. But to sit up there and say legitimate rape? Really? And, like, he really meant it. Like, he was dead serious about that. Like, legitimate rape. He's dead serious. So,
legitimate? What's he talking about?
A legitimate rape.
Exactly, yes. Exactly, yes.
And then the big controversy was whether or not the lady's body physically shuts down during a rape.
But,
so,
you know, I get it to an extent, Black Reporter. Like, I get that theory. I'm going to say that. I get that theory to an extent, because when your body goes through a trauma, and whether you're scared, excited, you know, your body does have a certain different reaction. So I get that theory. If that's your theory, so be it. That is a theory. Don't sit up there and say a doctor told you that. No, that's a theory. Okay? But to come and just, you know, there's no such thing as a legitimate rape. You know, that's like an oxymoron misspoken by a moron, pretty much. Because he said he misspoke. Yeah, he said he misspoke. He said, in reviewing my off-the-cuff remarks, it's clear that I misspoke in this interview, and it does not reflect the deep empathy I hold for the thousands of women who are raped and abused every year. I recognize that abortion, and particularly in the case of rape, is a very emotional charged issue. But I believe deeply in the protection of all life, and I do not believe in that harming another innocent victim is the right course of action. If he would have just said that in the beginning, it would have been fine. I would have been fine with it. If he would have just said what he just said right there, I would have been fine with it. But it takes you to misspoke.
Crush. You know what it would happen. You know
what?
Somebody had to quote unquote write that for him.
Oh, yeah. But he should have did that to begin with.
Exactly.
You know, if you didn't know what to say, you should have just button lip. You know, that's a real hard topic to decide. You know, he could have did that. Because now you're just making it seem like, okay, you can't think for yourself. What the fuck did we just do? You know, like, I mean, if I was Miss Claire, I'd feel that way. Like, okay, really? Because now they're like, okay, can this man handle it? Like, you're going to be asked all different types of questions. So it's just crazy. What you think, Brick? You're laughing
well,
over there.
I got two different sides of the story. Well, not two different sides. I'm nowhere on earth about what his side. But I see both sides of the coin. First of all, the man is a moron. He is an idiot. That it goes without saying. Like you said, the whole thing was legitimate rape. If it was legitimate, it wouldn't be rape. It is an oxymoron. Okay? The whole thing with a child being born of it is what makes the child illegitimate. Okay, so how can a legitimate child come from something forceful? I don't understand that. Okay, so that in itself is stupid, and he knows it's stupid. But you know what? Let me tell you something. You know who's going to get it? This man refuses to drop out of this race, even though he said something stupid. But let me tell you something. As somebody who's on the other side, this is a congressperson who said this nonsense. Hello, I got over a buku experience, okay, dealing with this type of situation. And let me tell you something. The person who wrote it, it did not come out like that. I probably shoot myself in the foot, but you know what? I'm going to say it anyway, because the truth is the light. Okay, legitimate information is supplied to these people. Okay, and you know what? They glance over it, they glaze over it, swear they know it. Okay, go before a press conference, half-ass say it, or say what they remember in their brain. It comes out stupid, and guess what? Somebody on his staff is fired. Why? Not because they put down the wrong information, but because he was too much of a moron to read the damn thing. You know what I'm saying? For what it was, and call it for what it was. So that's my other take on the situation. That's why I'm kind of pissed off with the situation. That's just personally. But on the real side, politically, it was a stupid move, okay, for him to sit up here and say that a woman's body, we can sit up here and what, when we get something we don't want in our bodies, we can sit up there and what, concentrate real hard and divert our fallopian tubes to a different area so that we don't get pregnant. What kind of nonsense is, come on, if we don't want it, we can do things to our body to reject it. That's the stupidest thing I've ever heard.
His thing was trying to if a woman claims that it was rape, she don't want to keep the baby, so she'll claim that it's rape. That was his thing. His actual thing was, you know, these women, were they actually raped? Like, you're questioning, were these women actually...
That is not for him to say. Right. It is not for him to judge. It is for him to take the information and do what he will with it, do what he's supposed to do with it, not judge anybody. Who the hell is he? Well, you know what? I don't think he was raped at all. You know what? You look like you like a good time. So you know what? I'm going to let it go. Who the hell are you to say that? And but then before the grace of God, what if it was his damn daughter, okay, the victim of some kind of 100 multi-gang bang rape, okay, and somebody looked at her and said, you know what? You've been in the news before. You done ran away from home. You done did X, Y, Z. You know what? You probably went to that gang rape knowing exactly what was going to go ahead on. So you know what? I'm not excusing anything. He would be through the roof, okay? Through the roof. So what kind of evidence is a woman supposed to bring with her? What is she supposed to get?
Right.
A rapist ID card? What are you? Can I get your card so I can prove I was raped by you? What the hell is this? I mean, it brings on a whole new level of stupidity. How do you validate something like that? Okay?
Crazy.
All rapists don't tear into their victims. All rapists don't leave a trail of semen and bruises and torn flesh. Okay? You find a lot of them are so sick. They'll sit there and they like to make love and all this other stuff and thinking they're doing something, you know, beautiful when the woman is sitting up there being violated. So, I mean, who is to say what rape, I mean, I swear, it's the stupidest thing.
Right, because
you know
they said Atkins himself has suggested in the past that women
may claim to be raped as a strategy during divorce proceedings.
And let me tell you something. You know what? That's spoken like a true rapist right there. I think he's a rapist. Okay? Because only a rapist would validate something like that.
Rapist or a sexist?
He's a rapist and a
sexist. All of the above. All of the above.
Exactly. Because if he thinks like that, then his mind is nothing for it to switch over to that of a rapist. Nothing. Because you're already devaluing the woman right then and there. You're devaluing her worth.
Mm-hmm.
So it's nothing for this man to switch over to be a rapist. It's nothing. It's just a matter of, today I'm having a bad day. I want some pussy. I ain't getting none. Damn it, I'm going to hold this chick down until I get some. Because I'm tired now. I'm angry. I've been all day. I'm getting some. It's a thin line. Very thin. And I think a lot of people don't realize exactly how thin that line is when somebody's pushed, you know, or their brain can just easily go next. You understand what I'm saying? So I think that this man needs to be unseated. But, you know, now he won't quit now, because if he quits, he's got to come out of pocket to pay for...
And return all that money back.
Yeah,
right.
All that money back. And he got to pay for New Balance to get them reprinted again. So now it's the point where he ain't getting off. He's like, no. He's not going to do it.
Wow.
Brick, I got a bone to pick with you.
Go ahead.
Brick, I got a bone to pick with you. Well, actually, it's not about what we just finished talking about. It's actually about last night. I was looking forward to the show last night.
Oh, we can talk about that
and
today?
And then, huh?
We can get into it today a little bit.
Oh,
I mean,
we already planned to get into it today,
Time permitting.
We planned on getting into it today. Because, like I said, folks, I don't know what's in it. I don't know if it's the water, if it's the sun rays. I don't know what in the world is going on in our society. Another situation I want to bring up real quick. This is maybe short. However, Lillian Gomez was fired from her job at Sunrise Elementary School in Florida in February. After school officials found out that Gomez had allegedly put jumbo-sized crayons in a cup and soaked them for days in hot sauce before moving them to a bag that was labeled with the student's name.
Huh?
Right. She's a special needs teacher who allegedly used hot sauce to stop her autistic student from eating art supplies and recommended the school district reinstate, from eating, you know, the art supplies. A Florida judge sided with the teacher and recommended that the school district reinstate this woman's job. It's ultimately the school's choice if they want to bring her back. But that lady would have been so beat up. Lady would have been so beat up if she was in New York State.
Hey.
She wouldn't even have time to go to court. The parents would have been in court
child?
And the baby would have been in foster care. They would have tried to hit her with a car.
You did what to my child?
I don't believe they actually sided with her.
No, the judge, a Florida judge, sided with her, with
the
special needs teacher.
But the thing is, my child can barely color as it is. And you did what to my child?
Mm-hmm.
You put what on those crayons?
The ultimate decision will be, you know, if she get her job back, rest in the hands of the school board. However, she's not going to receive back pay. Ooh. It was crazy. Like, that's just ridiculous. I'm sorry. Maybe she shouldn't work with children. I think so, too. They need to take her license away.
Exactly.
Because, I'm like, you're putting that child in danger, first of all. You don't know if that child would have an allergic reaction. You didn't know how that child was going to respond. You didn't know. And he's autistic. They do these things. If you were trying to help him, take him aside and do something. But you don't do that. Come on.
Mm-hmm.
Nope.
Really?
Nope.
putting him in distress. You done set him back 5 more years mentally by doing something like that. And we already went through that study a couple of weeks ago
because
when we talked about the study of...
Right, girl.
And we talked about the study of physical punishment. That's part of physical punishment.
Yeah, it sure is.
So,
what if the boy don't want to eat no more? What if he's terrified to eat?
Yeah.
Anybody think about that? The trauma that's caused to when he puts up in his mouth and it burns, then he's never going to want to eat anything. For fear that he's going to put it in his mouth when it's going to burn.
But he figured that they were Mexican, so they like hot sauce.
Wow. So, wait a minute. on Dr. Phil's show, they had an Alaska mother of 6 who was found guilty of child abuse for forcing her son to drink hot sauce and take cold showers.
Okay.
Right. She was convicted of misdemeanor child abuse. What you telling me? Because the teacher had good intentions that this wasn't child abuse. You're a teacher at that, like you trained.
Exactly.
You're trained for this. So this is like, you know, even if you was frustrated or something like that, don't get some crayons. You know,
yeah,
like
they teach that at school.
Now, okay, I gotta get away from this abuse then scenario. But, no, I got to go back to it. And I know this
Hold on. I have a call here. They had their hand up for a minute. Can I just bring them on real quick?
Sure.
Before we go any further. Okay. 1554 from the 845 area code. What's your name? Where you calling from?
It's Glorious Hunter from Brooklyn.
What's your name?
Glorious Hunter.
Oh, hey, how you doing?
Hello.
Who's in the room?
We have Black Reporter, the Crush Heart, and Britt.
First floor tenant, how are you?
Fine, and you?
I'm good. What's on your mind?
I didn't catch the whole topic, but I was just listening to the end part of it, so I didn't want to intervene. I just wanted to let everybody know that I was in the room.
Okay.
Well, welcome. This is your first time listening.
No problem. Right. What we're doing here is we're going over some trifling news that, you know, articles that we found going on in our society. And, you know, we're collecting people's opinions on it. So far, we've talked about the Senate who said something about legitimate rape. Candidate for Senate who talked about a legitimate rape, and we talked about that, and now we're talking about a special needs teacher who soaked crayons of one of her autistic students in a cup of hot sauce and then gave him to play. Right.
Now, So did somebody have something to say?
No, go ahead.
Okay. Now, I know we were talking about abuse with kids and everything, and I know this is not a sports show, but I got to share with you, y'all, something that came up. And I think this follows under the topic that Rick was going to have last night.
Mm-hmm.
Where, what was the name you called that situation, Rick?
Buffoon ball.
and this is exactly where this falls. One of my teams that I hate the most is the Dallas Cowboys.
Mm-hmm.
If one of the fellows online can help me out, is that Dex Bryant who is that rookie receiver for the Cowboys?
What glory is that?
What's the name of that new receiver for the Cowboys? He's a rookie this year.
Oh, I don't know.
He's a first round receiver, and he just got signed to a very lucrative contract.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what got his name first in the paper? even before the season starts, just after he signed the contract, he gets in a fight, not with his girlfriend.
Yeah,
Dez
Bryant, right?
Dez Bryant, okay, Dez Bryant. He gets in a fight, not with his girlfriend, with his with another woman, who's his mama.
Okay.
It's like, huh?
Tell the full story. He gets in a contact. He gets in an argument with his mama, and then what?
Well, they're she is pulling out a gun saying he needs to get out of this house. I'm tired of this shit going on. That sounds like his ex-lover to me. That don't sound like a mama.
That's his mama's house?
Yeah.
Okay, so wait. Who pulled out the gun? The mama pulled out the gun or he pulled out the gun?
The mama did.
Oh, I thought he did. Okay.
No, the mama did and threw him out the house.
According to him.
What's his
name?
He's big stuff.
What's his name?
Dez Bryant, I think it is.
Dez Bryant.
I think he plays for the Cowboys.
Well, I got a different story.
Okay.
I didn't get the gun. Maybe it's something different. Maybe we're talking about two different people. I don't know. But the story I'm looking at, he turned himself in. He's being held on. He was arrested Monday on a misdemeanor domestic violence charge in Texas. He turned himself in. The alleged assault occurred Saturday, but no information was immediately available. But they said late Monday night, Brian, in an argument with his half-brother, wound up pushing his mother, Angela. Police responded to a call, but no arrests were made at that point. Further examination of the porch resulted in Monday's arrest. Brian was charged with a Class A misdemeanor for assaulting a female family member. The woman did not need to be taken to the hospital for her injuries. They declined. They're not going to put no more information out there, other case may be. But, he didn't lose his job. That's what I'm saying.
No, he didn't.
This is what pisses me off. And this is what basically the show was supposed to be about yesterday. Excuse me. And it's the fact that these people get golden opportunities. Okay, when I say these people, what's about black people? Okay, call it for what it is. You have these golden opportunities out here. Okay, opportunities that other black children have a 1 in a million shot of reaching. Okay, so you get these opportunities, and what do? As soon as you get a little bit of change in your pocket, you start acting the fool. Okay, and I'm just so sick of these black athletes. Okay, when they get a little bit of change in their pocket, acting like idiots. Like the law doesn't apply to them because they know how to kick a ball across the field. And I think it's the stupidest thing that I've ever seen. I mean, this thing with this man, okay, abusing his mother, whether it's true or if it ain't true or whatever it is, grabbing her wrist, pushing her, whatever, the bruises or whatever seem minor, like he may have grabbed her wrist or whatever a little harder than usual because men don't know their strength. A lot of men know it. Maybe he grabbed her harder than he meant to. Okay, fine. All right. Grabbed her wrist and pushed her. But my thing is, how are you going to sit up here and not only do you let this stuff like this, you know, impede your progress, but then you sit up here and you got a whole bunch of other nonsense going on in your life, you know, that you always in front of the police. You always got some kind of police matter. And I think it's stupid.
But
because,
you know,
I mean, you're gonna blow an opportunity, and for what?
Right,
for
because
what?
He's had other run-ins with the law, It was his first arrest. This was his first arrest, but it wasn't his first incident where the police was involved. They had detained him, but he wasn't arrested for alleged altercation in the Miami Beach nightclub.
Last summer,
off-duty police working at security at an upscale Dallas mall kicked him and his friends out of the mall for inappropriate attire, sagging pants, and language. He was temporarily banned from the mall. He was considered like a top 10 talent, but it slipped in the draft due to team's character's concern.
He also been sued for unpaid
debts on jewelry and sports tickets from before he was drafted. Like, this guy just has a whole lot of stuff.
Yeah, you know, I mean, refusing to leave a ball when it's time for the ball to close, he didn't want to go.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean,
like, you're a role model now. You're in the mix now. Like, you're out there now. Like, you got to change your behavior. And I think right now, on this note, we need to bring in a little sweetness to this sour story. What's up, Sugar? You gotta say it like that.
Hello.
Hello, Sugar.
Hello,
Sugar. This is a melancholy night. You want to say
something? Go ahead, Black Reporter. Let it out, Black Reporter. Yeah, get it off your chest. Say it with your chest.
This is my last.
Get your right titty is free, so you can lay on it.
Oh. Yeah.
What?
This is my last show, dear.
Oh, it is.
Yes.
Oh. Sorry to hear that.
Can I read a poem?
A poem?
Yeah, I want to read a poem.
Oh, okay.
My chocolate queen, skin of ebony skin, so beautiful, so heavenly. She is pure at heart with love that leaves a man parched. Thirsty for love, she is sophisticated brains and beauty package deal. She rules the land because she a boss. A woman like her will always remain strong. No matter what happens, she keeps her cool. She keeps in control. She knows no bounds. No matter what, she keeps her man strong. She is a good woman. She is his backbone. Without her, he will die alone. This woman has a strong mind. She knows what she wants. She aims at it all the time. If you have that one good woman, she ride or die. Her voice can roar and command many different men, 'cause she rules. She knows where the power is. She has the tools. A woman like her, damn, I'd rather not lose.
That deserves a round of applause.
Yeah, but I ain't got that. Shout out to Nate in the Fancy Lounge. She posted that. I just wanted to read it.
Oh, okay. Well, cool, Nate.
Yeah, thanks, Nate.
That's nice. Very nice.
Anyway.
How did we get from Guest Brunch to I'm leaving to chocolate this and that?
This is Old Fancy Radio.
Still sitting here with my mouth open like,
fun.
What? What just happened here?
That was, you know, we gotta shake it up a little, you know, we not all
well,
bad.
Jesus,
new.
I heard a variety, but damn.
We all over.
I see that. What's next? Somebody gonna do a math problem?
Listen. 2 + 2 really do equal 4.
You know, I missed that show yesterday. I'm kind of upset.
What's
I wanted to talk about it. That Jill Scott, not Jill Scott, the Diva show. The R&B Divas, is that what it's called?
Oh,
with
Faith
and Monifa.
Right, Monifa and all that, right.
You know, I had no idea.
It was on.
I had no idea Monifa was a lesbian. All this time.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
I had no idea.
You know, speaking of reality shows, I was talking, I don't know where I was talking to that, but I'm going to say it again. I said it before.
I'm coming through the door.
I know that's right. I think reality shows are distracting us from something, but I don't know what it is.
It's a plot.
It's a plot. I feel like all these shows are added up to something. Like, it's something. It's like some type of conspiracy. All I know is I'm going to wake up one morning and my rent is going to be $1 million. Like, I don't know what is distracting.
But Rick,
what is
Rick,
distracting
there's
us from?
Problem.
Because they got too much. It's too much too soon. At one time, you could never see us on TV. And then they finally give us the opportunity to get on TV, and this is what we have. Bottom line. And it's like, not only is this is what they're providing, but then they're passing it off as this is reality. No, that is not reality. What they're showing is not reality at all. Nothing about it is reality. So how are they going to say this is reality? Like, I'm not walking around with an $800 lace front. I'm not. That's not my reality. You get what I'm saying? I'm not walking. I'm not going to call Lady C up at 4 o'clock in the morning and tell her to get away from my black reporter. I'm not going to do that. So that's not, you know what I mean? Like, that's not reality.
Right.
There's nothing about what they're showing us is reality. So how is it that we're letting them tell us, like, this is a black woman's, especially the black woman's reality? Like, everybody's either violent. You know, like the faces that they're showing us, we're either violent or we have a filthy mouth, we don't know what we're doing. You can't, even if we're successful, we're not like that. So how are y'all, y'all sit up there and pass us off?
There's a full figure sister on one of these reality programs that is supposed to be going through her wedding when you know half the shit that she's doing is only because there's cameras there. You know.
That's the new soap opera.
Shout out to Bronzilla, though. Shout out to Bronzilla. Yeah, like that's Susie Lucci and all of them. Yeah, right. Like they get rid of the actual soap opera.
Okay.
The new
soap opera.
I'm going to tell you exactly what it is first. And I'm telling you right now, in a couple of years from now, when y'all are in your little, when Black Report is in his cubby hole hiding with his friends at the radio, okay, when Crush is in the basement of her house, holding both her kitties in her hand. Sorry, one of those kitties.
Oh, both her kitties.
Also, her kitty cats in her hand. I don't know why, because this was meant to distract us. How many times did they tell us that the revolution will not be televised? How many times did they tell us that? Okay.
Well,
if we're watching TV, will it be televised? No, it won't. We're watching TV.
Right.
So what we need to do is turn the TV on. And I'm telling you right now, mark my words, the revolution died. The revolution will be Twitter, though. Watch Twitter. Twitter is ridiculous now.
Something's going to happen. I'm telling you, I think so.
It's
going to
be tweeted. The revolution
is going to be tweeted. Look outside your window. Oh, my God. It's going to come up on my newsfeed. I feel it.
It's
going to
come up in less than 150 characters. It's going to be Twitter.
Yeah.
That's the revolution.
And I'm concerned because I'm not watching the TV. I'm not watching the reality show.
No, but
you are watching Twitter.
But I am watching. No, that's what I was going to say. I am on Twitter. I am on Facebook. So I'm like, am I even doing any better? Because I'm not outside.
You may be on there, but you're not on there like you should, Crush. You have a Twitter account. Do you read all those tweets that come through there? A lot of them you probably just brush aside like, too many.
Only time I go to Twitter is to promote the show. Every now and then I go see if anybody tagged me in anything. Other than that, I don't go into Twitter.
There were wars going on Twitter that I had no idea.
Yes, ma'am. Yes,
did you know that Jill Scott got something against the Braxtons? I had no idea they were like each other. Cuss each other out.
How y'all gonna do that to me? I know I like both of them. You can't do that. Okay, I like Toni Braxton musically. I don't watch the Braxton, so I can't speak on
it. Apparently, Jill Scott, when Mary Mary Show came out, Jill Scott tweeted, "Finally, we get something good on We, a good show, or something like that." And Tamar Braxton saw it and felt kind of in a way. So she tweeted something nasty. Jill Scott tweeted back something nasty. I'm sitting there and they went back and forth on Twitter.
No.
Back and forth. Jill Scott and the Braxtons. Now, I saw this in Essence Magazine. So I kind of feel like it's kind of sort of got to be kind of legit. Essence Magazine don't print no BS. So
that
I'm sitting there like, whoa.
Crazy.
They add each other's throats. It was another one that was going at it in there that I had no idea. And I was like, are you kidding me? So we got to definitely, you got to watch this stuff. Something happened on the subway? Oh, Lord, I'm looking at the news. Something blew up in the subway today. Did you hear about that, Crush?
No, I don't watch TV.
No revolution.
You will not be telling us. I'm telling you, I'm going to wake up and somebody's going to be standing over my head talking about, did you get my message? What?
No, somebody's going to be standing over your head speaking Russian because they take it over. But that's another story for another
That's another story for another day. But, you know what else I was thinking just now? I thought it was going to be awesome. I really did. I thought it was going to be awesome that we had places like Twitter and Facebook and we could finally interact with our favorite rapper, our favorite R&B singer, our favorite TV personality, and we could tweet them and they could tweet back and, you know, right, that's cool. But this right here, I don't know who thought of it. I don't know who did it. I don't know who the first one to start it. But I hope they're sitting in front of a mirror and they just slam their head against it. Because it's crazy. It's just crazy how y'all got this opportunity. You know, they gave us this opportunity to go ahead and to go ahead and interact with these people that we look up to. And it's like this whole thing called reality shows, this whole thing called Twitter and this whirlwind of media is just such, let's go back to I don't want to know what you do after you finish performing. I don't care. I just want to see you perform and then get off stage. I don't want to know what's going on behind stage. Fuck that. You know, like, I'm really at that point. Like, stop. Please, stop.
Too much. It's too much.
Too much. Right. I don't.
I got the girls right here on my arm and this and that. And every
little
thing.
I don't want to see what goes behind the scenes because when something goes down, the first thing I say is, I'm only human. Fuck out of here. You was only human when you signed that contract, too, but you still signed it.
Yeah.
You know, you was only human when you was out in the street hustling to make a name for yourself. You know, but you wasn't doing that when you had no money. Now, like Brick said, you have the opportunity, and this is what you're doing with it. And yet you want us to turn around and accept that? Like, I'm supposed to accept that because you're only human? Nigga, no. I'm only human. You're a rich human. There's a difference.
Yeah, there is. You have to come see you on stage. I got to put something in Hawk. Come to one of your concerts. I got to say, well, I won't pay light bill this month. Let me see. Or,
well,
I won't eat.
I'll eat Roman noodles.
Yeah.
Because I'm coming to see you live in concert, but you still want to act the fool, but you got my money.
Mm.
I want to know all the back.
I don't want to see
all
that.
Oh, I didn't hit her. I was trying to show her that I loved her. I didn't mean to hurt her.
That's like finding out Santa Claus is really your dad. You know, like, it's that same disappointed feeling, but now I'm an adult and I can't deal with it. Like, I still can't process it. You know, like, all these gifts never came from Santa Claus. It was just your parents. That moment when you found out the Easter Bunny is not real. Like, this is what it really is. To find out your favorite celebrity, hero, musician, whatever, author, whatever, is human. It's like, no, you're superhuman. Like, you can't do this to me.
We know,
like,
that you're human, but don't just hurt and destroy. I mean, okay, I wanted to be like you, but is that what you're like? I don't want to be like that.
Yeah, your name is not your real name. No, your name is the character that I've seen you play. Like, you'll never be Dwayne Johnson. You're The Rock, you know, like... And it's just
stay that
crazy.
Way. Don't you change.
Right. Don't come out with a reality show, Dwayne.
Let me remember you as The Rock, you know, every
right.
now and then.
Mm-hmm. Like, it's crazy,
yeah.
though. That's just
pure
craziness.
They call it reality show. That's just their way of saying I do what I want to do. It's reality. I'm just going to be even more stupider because it's called reality. But reality, you don't just always let what you think come out your mouth. Reality is me, you, and Brick were hanging out, and we would, you looked at my man, da da da. What? No.
Not reality.
Do that.
That's not my reality. Like, I can't relate
no.
to anything that is showed on these shows. That's just my bottom line. I mean, I'm getting on
they
the
drink.
Soapbox
every
now.
Time they get together, they got to drink, and then they curse each other out. Oh, then you're my friend.
Right, these are my
friend.
Or like, what? Like, there's no such thing as problem-solving skills. What are y'all doing? Like, we don't do that, do we? Is that really reality just on a grander scale?
No, that's, I don't know what to call that. That's la-la land. That ain't nowhere near reality. It's just a fantasy island. The fantasy island remade over. Oh, in reality, no. I was with him, now I'm with him, and it's okay. But I'm keeping it real, keeping it 100.
Keeping it 100. Anyway, speaking of reality, Black Reporter. Okay, I guess he decided to leave early. All right, so... It is 10:07 on the East Coast, 9:07 in the Central Time Zone. I believe it's like 7 on the West Coast right now, right? About 7 o'clock right now on the West Coast. Sorry, folks. You are tuned into the Adult Zone with LaCrush and Black Reporter. If you don't know, you will know that tonight is the official last show. Of the Adult Zone with LaCrush and Black Reporter, because Black Reporter will no longer be a co-host on Phone Fantasy Radio. He will be missed, though. Like, who can I call and pick on now? I think I can still call him, though. Better answer my calls. So, you know, we're gonna continue on with the show. We got crazy, crazy topics. Crazy, crazy articles, so to speak. 805-830-8320. If you want to join into the conversation, press that 1. We'll let you into the conversation. It's just craziness, and it just should. I don't know. Just don't know. Anyway, another thing that we have going. Another article that I want to talk about is I came across this article, and I don't know how true it is, but I'm going to tell y'all what it is anyway. A popular Philly DJ was busted for doing the unthinkable. He was arrested And they say he prowled the bar scenes looking for victims to satisfy his sexual appetite. He performed oral sex on unexpected men while they slept. One man said he woke up one night and found Porter on top of him. DeJuan Porter, also known as a DJ in Philly, he was assaulting men when they least expected. And finally, a man came forward, and they say he found a man, climbed up his fire escape, broke in, and began performing oral sex on him. This was the first of three. This was the first of three that he had came. One came a year later when they said they woke up and the guy was performing oral sex on them, and they knew him. And, you know, they was partying one night, and that's what happened.
Wow.
Right.
Why? Maybe if you had asked him, now your wife would have said, go ahead.
It
was oral sex. It was wrong.
Right, it was oral sex. It wasn't penetration.
Thank
it was
you.
Oral sex. Right.
But they didn't like the idea that he didn't ask.
Ask first.
I don't even know how to even.
But they were drunk, so I mean, you're that drunk, you don't feel this until it's too late.
Right, but it's just like, what do you think, Brent?
He was wrong.
What do you think about the situation? Did I lose Brooke too? All right, ladies, see, it's just me and you. Come on. Patty cake, patty cake.
He was wrong.
That's just wrong. Being the person that I am, if I woke up and the man was eating me out, would I stop him?
Did they stop him in the midst of it, or once